Well, it spreads by bugs too, by flying things will bring in malaria, I think. As near as I've ever been to any malaria fever, the first week of school, when one of my two little girls came down sick, the doctor thought it was malaria fever. And I don't know, she's sick a couple of weeks, whether it was malaria fever or not. Nobody, she caught it if it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I'm coming down with it, one undulant fever, it was some kind of fever he said she had. And she was sick a couple of weeks, and they were like first of school. But it might have been malaria, I don't know if it did, I don't know how she got it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned sassafras tea. What part of the sassafras plant do you make that?
Well, you know, you can buy it in drugstores, too.
You can now.
Yes, you can now. Well, I don't know. They gathered it on the hedgerows. You know, farms have terraces sort of going around. Don't you know terraces? The ground's terraced.
Uh-huh.
You that's ever lived on a farm?
That's outside in the...
In the field. You know, the terraces.
Uh-huh.
Your rows follow the terrace around, you know, and this terrace. That's to keep from washing.
Right.
Heavy rains would just wash your stuff away if you didn't terrace your ground. Well, that stuff grows on terraces where there's not plowed, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Between the plowed field, the terraces there. Sassafras grows. I think it gets a good size bush if they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you get the leaves out of it. I never remember. I know we had sassafras tea, but I never did the gathering of it.
So you never used any other parts of the plant?
No, I think it's the leaves of the sassafras mm-hmm. that you make the tea out of. But we've had it, we liked it. And we've had it for a while there in the spring, one meal a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we would drink sassafras tea.
Well, what would you call the part of what the bush called? Under the ground?
Under the sassafras
tea? Under the... You have a bush growing in the part that's down under the ground. What?
Oh, the roots.
Uh-huh. You never use that for...
I don't know, the mice.
You?
Don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I never gathered it myself. I just used it. And I know somebody told me you could buy it at a drugstore now, but they didn't have sassafras. Now, whether they gather the leaves and dry them, they may do that, you know, and prepare it that uh-huh. way. Dry the leaves and crumble them up and package it. I just don't know. I never bought any.
Did you ever use any other roots for different medicines?
No, but I know they do.
What sort of things would they do you remember?
I know they say different things are good for different things, roots. But I don't know what they are, but I know they do use a heap of roots.
Uh-huh. You just want...
Well, now ginger roots, you know, we use in seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where they grow or anything.
Yeah.
I bought it at the grocery store when I was going to make fruitcake or something. I need ginger, so there's some ginger or something that I had to make pickle or something.
Mm-hmm.
But now where, I don't know anything about how ginger grows. You got me about your plants now. I can't help you.
What about trees? Did you have a...
We have beautiful trees.
Maybe a tree that you would get.
We have on our place beautiful oaks. I mean, they in town by my house. We have some beautiful oaks and maples. We on the sidewalk have maples.
Mm-hmm.
Got a heap of leaves together in the fall, but they're mighty pretty in the spring and summer. And beautiful in the early spring, the colors and all of them. And I have pecan trees on one side of my house. I don't think I've got but two left. I used to have three or four. I don't think there's but two of those pecan trees left now, big pecan trees.